Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in worship as we sing and pray and read some things from His Word. Have a time of friendship and fellowship with the Lord and with one another. Let's sing together now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we sang recently, He's a wonderful Savior to me, and He's a wonderful God to know. Hallelujah. Let me recommend Jesus to you today. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And He's your Savior in these troublesome times. Psalm 4:8 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. There's a little chorus that says, safe am I, safe am I. And it's talking about how safe we are in the hands of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's lay down in peace and let's sleep, because the Lord makes us to dwell in safety. Isn't it great to be able to lay down at night and go to sleep and not be afraid or not to have any fear, because you know the Lord has got you protected? If you will, be ready to take down some contact information in just a little while and have your Bible open for some reading in just a few minutes. Page 228 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal. Let's sing the message of His coming. I really like to sing this. We're looking for His coming in the clouds of heaven, coming back to earth to catch away His own. Then may we all be ready when midnight cry is given to go and reign with Christ on His throne. Gladly may we herald the message of His blessed appearing. Soon He's coming in glory, tell it to one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. We're longing for the glory that awaits the faithful, who shall overcome and every conflict win. Press ever bravely onward, the prize is life eternal, to all who win the fight over sin. Gladly may we hail the message of His blessed appearing. Soon He's coming in glory, tell it to one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. We're praying for the advent of our blessed Savior, who hath promised life to all who trust His grace. His coming now is pending, the message being given. Soon we'll see our Lord face to face. see the signs appearing of his blessed coming. Lo, behold, the fig leaves now becoming green. The gospel of his kingdom has gone to every nation, that we are near the end can be seen. Gladly may we hail the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, tell it to one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. Let's sing it one more time. Gladly may we hail the message of his blessed appearing. Soon he's coming in glory, tell it to one and all. Then awake ye saints of the Lord, why slumber when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. Yes, we are going to get the last call, and it is in the near future. Don't be like the little boy that cried wolf so many times that he exhausted all of his resources. Give your heart and life to Jesus today before you wait too late and the final call comes and you have waited too long. Let's call on the Lord. You say, well, I can just get saved anytime I want to. That's really not correct, because no man can come to God except the Spirit draw him. And right now the Spirit is moving, and I'm quite certain as I'm speaking with you that if you're unsaved, you can feel the tug of the Spirit pulling at your heart. Why don't you just look up to him today and repent of your sins? Because the time is coming when you'll not hear that call. The time is coming when you'll not feel that tug. The time is coming when you'll not feel that conviction. The time is coming when it will be too late. That would be a terrible place to be if you decide you want to get saved after the last call. Psalms 115 verse 1 says, now unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Lord, we want to give you glory today and mercy. Let's praise him. Father, we thank you today for what the Word of God says, what the Word of God teaches us. Lord, unto thy name we want to give glory. We want to thank you and give you glory for your mercy and for the truth. We thank you, Lord, because your word is truth. You told us to buy the truth and sell it not. And Lord, you told us that heaven and earth would pass away, but your word would never pass away. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for what you said. I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thank you, Lord, for the truth. Thank you, Lord, for the mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the protection. Thank you, Lord, for the glory. Thank you, Lord, for all these things that's involved today. Thank you for each one that's with us today. And I pray that you'll touch those that are sick today. Many, Lord, need you as a healer. And I just pray today, Lord, you're the great physician. You can outdo anything that any doctor can do. You're a great surgeon, Lord. You're a great physician, and that's part of your capabilities. You can do wonderful things in the lives of your people, perform great miracles and great surgeries and great transformations. Most of all, Lord, you can save every lost soul. We give you praise today. Bless the furtherance of this service in Jesus' name. What mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve one more time. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes I blunder a little bit, but I'm still here singing and you're still there listening. So keep praying for us if you will. I know I'm saved. Sometimes in my life I have doubted. When Satan asks me if I'm saved, but through Christ whom I have to believe in, I have peace that the world can take away. In his word I find joy that's everlasting. In my life he's a true and faithful friend. With faith in the one who overcometh, my salvation will last till the end. I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Jesus did so much for me. He gave me life eternal when he died on Calvary. Blessed assurance I have found in him, and the refuge in troubled times. Satan's accusations cannot worry me, for in Christ the solid rock I abide. I hope, my friend, that you've trusted him and you've let him give your heart a touch. He's been down the road with me thus far, and in trouble he has helped me so much. The Lord is so easy to call on. Just bow your knees and pray. And when you get through, he will lift you up, and you will say, I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Jesus done so much for me. He gave me life eternal when he died on Calvary. We'll finish that in just a moment. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We know we're saved. Thank you for worshiping with us. The mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Jesus did so much for me.